We all know the bumper sticker wisdom that I can translate into polite language by saying, poo-poo occurs. Well, that's the foundation for today's Here's a Thought commentary that I'll title, Depreciation Happens. The other day, I opened a box in the attic and found a camera. It was kind of fun. It's a Minolta Hi-Matic 9, which is a 35mm camera originally manufactured in 1966. Who knows how long it's been in the attic, but there it was. And it was kind of fun to see an old camera and have a little bit of a walk down memory lane when 35mm photography ruled the earth, including my life. But it's not a piece of gear that I want to use now, primarily because I don't use film now, I don't have a darkroom. So my first thought was, I wonder what this camera's worth. I jumped onto eBay, looked it up, there's lots of them for sale on eBay, and it appears as though the going price for a Minolta Hi-Matic 9 today is about $20. And I know it was worth a lot more than that in 1966 when it was introduced. And it got me thinking about depreciation and the amount of money we spend on pursuing our passion for photography. And this train of thought led me to an interesting observation, which is, I don't think I have ever in my entire life purchased anything for photography that has appreciated in value, that I eventually sold for more than I paid for it. I couldn't even think of a piece of used gear that I bought very inexpensively that I then, at some later point, sold for more than I paid for it. And the more I thought about this, the more it extended to things like mat board and paper. The theory is, of course, that we can sell our photographs and maybe make money, but at least recuperate some of our hard costs. I don't think that's happened either. I would bet two bits, if I had two bits, that the total amount of money I've spent on film, paper, chemistry, mat board, storage boxes, etc., just the physicality of making my artwork. If I compared that as a lifetime cost compared to what I've sold in my lifetime as an artist slash photographer, I'll bet I'm still deep in the red. It's a hole I will never get out of. Which reminds me of a quote from that great philosopher slash artist, Robert Henri, who said that the art life is a privilege we must be willing to pay for. I think I appreciate that sentiment more now that I can look back on 50 years of photography than I could when I was going through it in my youth. The assumption in my youth was always that I'll be able to sell artwork for more than it cost me to produce it. I now look back at that at an incredibly optimistic point of view and agree with Robert Henri that the art life is a privilege and one we have to pay for. But the part he left out that I will add is that it has been more than worth the price. And the amount of fun and joy and adventure and travel and people that I've met as a result of being involved in photography not only define my life, but to a very large degree make the hardships of life so much more endurable. Depreciation happens. And maybe the great lesson to that is for us to consider how fortunate we are that we're able to invest our life in something that's so rewarding as photography.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.